Shabbos Pesach, Siv Ches.
The Torah of Malka Mache, the Yorish and the Tachmitz, the Vatla Believe the Kodim Shatachmitz. Gemara Dav Zayin. Avam Bechmitza in a bit of Mayo, Murach was Mani Suroi. There's an Easter home. It's not Chametz yet. But he's afraid it's going to become Chametz. Before it becomes chametz. Now that bittul would work, I guess, even after this man. That's what the Gemara is talking about over there. That bittul would work even after this man, because it's not chametz yet. It's not asabana yet. But mechmitz, but for it became chametz, the bittul won't work if it's after this man. Mishnah Berurah, Haisul Yisa Peir, Shafil Achaz Man Yisur, Dai Bittul. Even though it's after this man Yisur, the bittul is enough. Kevin Shabbat Yisushah, Dain Lo Chametz. Since at that moment, it's not chametz yet. Therefore, it has the same din as if it would be koydim zman yisura. The tarb makam achram etzolim shemakam zay yevshalu lo ba the beis miyad lefaisa. He can't get home to bake it into matzah right away. But yerushim takam it's koydim shav the beis. So he's afraid he'll become chametz before he can get home. So he does bittul about mechmitza. Then he can't do bittul. But b'shah isa shir mil. V'ad mechmitza v'lo mahani bittul. If the isa, after it became wet, I guess, waited a shir of a mil. Which we'll see later what that is, but let's say it's 18 minutes. So it definitely became chametz, and bittul won't help. Ain't a bittul mile go over because shah, but yeroah. So chilul take up the base of the fire. He has to go home immediately and destroy it. Top man, maybe came to be chametz. Had to be chametz. Sarfai oifaroi v'zavah the ruach oizak liyam. Right, we didn't get up to the Mishnah yet, but it's machlokes. We mentioned the Mishnah a few times. We brought the Mishnah. Our Gemara earlier on mentioned the machlokes already. According to the Chum, you can get rid of it any way you want. According to Yehuda, it's only b'sreifa, and the way we paskin is like the Chachamim, that you can do it any way you want. Sarfo, foro, yizor the ruach, yizor kliyam. V'imhaya chametz kosher in a yam bechatcha b'meiru. If the yam would not make it, dissolve it. I raise him far over chakras of the yam. So you should crumple up first and then throw it into the yam. I go, the minig is to burn it. Right? The minig is to be choshish for Rabbi Yehuda Shita too. The type of the sarfa be yoin. Right? Even though Mekardim, we pass from like the chacham. It's good to burn it by day. Dumya denoiser. Because we'll see the sugya, Rabbi Yehuda learns out the din of sreifa of chametz from Noisar. You mentioned it. Yeah, so we looked it up maybe at one point. It's really in the next parak, but he learns it out. We had it, the Gemara already told you, is that it by us?
Maybe it was in a Rashi.
It was in Tosis. Yeah, Tosis brought it down, yeah. Yeah, fine. So, it should be sreifa by Yoyim, just like Noisar. When you leave over a carbon. Achim Reutzel, Zavim Yad, Achim Bidikah, Kadei Shaloi, Yigurena Chuda. I was just be there, but if you wanted to burn it right away at night after the bedika, because you're worried if you leave it around, it's not going to be protected and the chulda is going to get to it, so then you can burn it even at night. You have to burn it until it becomes cold. That means you have to mamash make sure it's burned. So sometimes people make a mistake with that, and sometimes people wrap it very well in tinfoil and then put it into the fire. It might not become a pechem like that. So, you have to be careful. Oy foro, if a room dakim or break it up into little pieces, shalom to enemy shu v'yanimi menu. So nobody should find it and be mahana from it. Rashi, I think, brings that also. That's also in the second parak. We'll see. That the reason you can't just throw it into the yam and say that's it, I'm after it, the reason you have to be mefarid first is shalom to enemy mishu v'yanimi menu. It's an interesting sugi there. We'll have to see, because I would have thought you have to be mefarid, because it's not a real destruction if you're not mefarid. If I throw a whole piece of bread into the ruach, so maybe that's not... He's mashma, the reason to be mefarid, and it's from the Rashi, and the Gemara really says it also, that the reason to be mefarid is so that if someone shouldn't find it and get enough from it, it sounds more like...
It sounds
more like some kind of gzeira that you're worried about, someone finding it, but what about mitzad, the etzim, beer? Others say maybe really just mean
Well, because if you throw it into the wind, maybe you're showing it to your disciples.
Well, beside you, that is enough. Yeah, it could be. So that's what we have to see when we get to the Suyu. Yeah, that's the Shiloh. Or Zerkel Yam, or throw into the Yam, Bodim Renar, or into a river, there's beer.
Yeah.
Or into a river. Any way that you can do it. That's the Chacham Shito. The Mayacham is kosher, could go and pass the Yavish kosher, by Chit and Yvesh, which is Chamtsu, or his hard Chametz. Then you can't just throw it into the Yam, but you have to mefar it first. Mefar, befas, paro, the peruim. If it's bread, break it up into crumbs. Bechitim, if it's wheat kernels, gamkein, mechatkum, dak dak, or teichnum. Either cut them up or grind them, so that they will dissolve quickly in the water. There are those that make with wheat kernels that you don't have to cut them up, just spread them out among the water, that nobody can bring them back together into a pile, and that's enough of a destruction.
22 years old.
Okay. You should know. This is also the sugya later on. We'll see. There are a lot of parts in Paskin, even if it's not kosher, that you can't just throw it into the water. You have to be mefarer it first. The last is peir b'chol makom. The choyim ma'akved and shenu peir no matter what. Achein, however, in mashlichu lebeis akisei, right, which this happens a lot of times in the previous siddim, that when erev Pesach was at Shabbos, so if a person wanted to have real chalas Shabbos morning, so one of the most preferred ways, I guess, of getting rid of it is the crumbs, whatever's left, is flush it down. If there's something left, flush it down the toilet. So what about that case? I ready to mevorim at oidim legami. Then it's mevorim at oidim legami. Okay, but shum oidim leyuchel lahonis minenu. V'itzarek lefaru akodim shavshlich lafidu lepas kosher v'chiyeti b'zeh. Okay.
Yes, you don't block up your sewer system.
Right, yeah, you're ready to do it out to
other reasons.
Out to other reasons. But b'vad shalosh yichenu sham lefei chazir, sh'osu la'achil lebeheim afilu hi shal akim mehefker, what you call it to b'tim tachim ches. It's also to feed it to a behema at that point. Even if the behemoth does not belong to you, that we'll see later on. Meaning he says if he's thrown into a Beis HaKisei, right, obviously didn't flush it away in the Beis HaKisei in those days. Even if the Chazir will come and eat it after that, you don't have to worry. If you have water with fish in it, don't throw the chametz in there because you have to be mevarech. Even if you break it up before you throw it in, you get enough from the fact that the fish eat it. You can't feed it to the fish.
What's the chat with these people who they advertise that they for like?
We'll see later. This din about
feeding the animals. They only feed like non-chametz sticky grain.
I don't know.
Let's see
if we come across such a thing. I don't know. Fine.
The middle of the story, the Chayshin, the Daz, the Chayshin, the Bots, the Grabu, the Dome, the Chometh, the Straight for, right, the Chayshin for that Shito.
And therefore, the midig is to burn it. The afilim noisar should be sreifa. The learns that from noisar. When midig zehu afilim sofer b'zman ra'oi, died in b'soyv shor chamishes kaminagi. But the mevor leil simon tov lamedalad oy b'chol shor shishes. The kol shigen but matzah chametz achol sheish al pesach kufa. The mevade shlim of the chartin levaro the sif and davko. Interesting. Why is this? What's he saying over there?
Because once that's
Pesach, it's actually Pesach is even more of a reason to do Sreifa. Why? What's the difference? In other words, so look at your design. In other words, yeah, what's the difference?
It's also.
So look what he says in your design. There's a sugi that we did. He says, Mishum the Beshesh, that which you have to do Sreifa at Shesh, that's Rakhtas Rashi. Remember the Gemara? B'shas Piroi v'achar Shas Piroi. So Rashi learned that that was Nir Alaf of the days, I think it was. Rashi learned that that which Rabbi Yehuda holds in Yitzreif is only B'sheish. The Chamat Kol HaPoiskim Pligi Allah, but everyone argues in Rashi. We saw the Tois over there that argues in Rashi. U'b'l'achar Sheish Adarab, Chamat Kol HaPoiskim Oyin the B'sheish is Rabbi Yehuda Machmirim. Adarab, after Sheish, there's many more Poiskim that agree to Rabbi Yehuda that they have to be straightful. Rabbi Yehuda B'Tam, like we said in Rabbi Tam, Ahod, Amin, B'Shas, Eimah, Sayom, Rabbi Yehuda Shol B'Shas B'Roi, then L'achar Sheish Be'elef, that's the Gemara that we saw, that we learned. Right? It says here it's not Yud Beis. Oh, is Yud Beis or Mid Beis? Yud Alpim Mid Beis. Huh? Just whoa. Sorry, 1 second. Yeah. Yeah, Taco. Yud Beis or Mid Beis. The Valdik. So it's totally not Machlokes. So he's saying, anyway, most people hold like Tosfos. In that Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, and how to learn that Gemara. So, Mamela, after this manuscript, there's even more of a reason to do Sreifa. Very good. Mishnah Berurah. Ois Zayin. The Torah was started by Yoin. My real cause of Tam Acher, the Nachin Yoin, so it was started by Yoin. Another reason why it's better to burn by day. Kedishim Tov Zay, you just go to Batal, Bittal, Shein, Yishim Batal, by Yoin. To remind you to do the Bittal that you do by day. The start of the Shah Kamishas. So you have to burn it at a time that you could still drink the battle it. And yes, like Shanis, Toyb, Lesreif, Chomets, Boy, Shanis. Toyb was Abed by Mitzvah Chado, was Abed by Gamitzvah to Shpisu. Valdik, so if you have still your Rulot, it's good to burn that with the Chomets because by adding, by using it to add fuel to the fire, you're actually using it to do the Mitzvah to Shpisu. And once you do a Mitzvah with something, there's an Indian to do it again, to do another mitzvah with it. Very good. If you want to burn it at night, it's just the other. If you're walking this time, it's a shpisa, it's manoi. She was shoshim on my other chayim, my pesach, chalal of chayim, it's beer. Even if you burn it at night, your stomach kind of knows it's a shpisa. Because it's cooking the whole 30 days.